This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today, another artist interview segment. We're talking to Danielle Kelly, playing tonight at Riverbend Live in Winston. Danielle, thanks for being on.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, tell folks a little bit about yourself, kind of your background, your life, what you do, etc.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm a transplant in Southern Oregon. I grew up in Southeast Alaska, but I've been here for about 18 years, living in Ashland. And I'm an actress and a singer, and my day job is working at Jefferson Public Radio as an on-air host and other development. But I host a show called Open Air on Jefferson Public Radio Monday through Friday. You can catch me usually noon to 3. So I'm a big music lover. I front two bands. I love jazz and soul, and we've got a lot of great wineries and outdoor venues in the valley that will play jazz and smaller configurations, and we have a really fun dance band, kind of a soul, retro, Motown, funk band that we like to play for bigger events, for sort of dance-centered parties. So that's kind of my dailies, music.
So how did you get interested in music? Why is it such a big focus of your life?
I don't know. I think that's just something I've always been attracted to. I grew up in a musical household. You know, my dad was always turning on the stereo to lift and curate the vibe. My mom grew up in downtown Detroit. And so we grew up listening to a lot of Motown, a lot of Stevie Wonder, a lot of girl groups, Diana Ross and James Brown, a lot of funk and soul. That's something I've always been drawn to. And we had really great music educators in Sitka, Alaska. I had some of my favorite teachers ever were my music directors. And so I think when you have, enthusiastic, passionate, fun educators, you catch the bug, you know?
So did you ever get warned, though, that you could never make a living dealing in the music business?
Yeah, you know, I don't really look at it as a moneymaker. I mean, I just kind of am following my passion, following my bliss. I'm just doing what I love, and I'm trusting that the rest follows. So, you know, I'm working hard and filling my schedule full of things that I love to do and putting my love of music into the music and just not filling it with any of that fear. And then I'm not manifesting any of that fear, you know?
So, these days, who are some of the artists that you listen to a lot?
That's a great question. I'm drawing a blank because I'm playing so much music all day long here on the station. I get a lot of new artists pointed out to me through Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. That's how I was introduced originally to, like, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, who are the band that backed Amy Winehouse. I like any of the artists that are pulling from, like, Sam and Dave or Bill Withers. I'm going to get out in the weeds here trying to think of names right now. My brain's pretty scrambled, but Eamon just came out with a new soul funk record. I'm a big fan of Oregon. Lettuce just came out with a great one that Bootsy Collins produced, or I guess was featured on. Bootsy Collins just produced Silk Sonic with Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. I like anything that makes you move, that makes you dance, that elevates the vibe.
So for your band, you mentioned really having kind of two different groups. Talk about why two?
Well, I think there's different moments that mean different kind of energy. And so it's nice to be versatile and be able to play a smaller tasting room or a cocktail hour, something that's a little bit more low-key and mellow. And then there's definitely the need for other times on a Friday, Saturday night, or a big celebration for whatever reason that needs a little more energy and people want to dance. So I think it's, again, to speak to surviving as an artist, being versatile and able to do different things is clutch.
Both as a musician and working in media, I imagine you've been able to go to a lot of concerts over the years. Is there one that really stands out to you?
Well, funny enough, I don't get to go to attend nearly as many concerts as I would love to because I'm always working. But I'm a big fan of what the Brit Festival is putting on here in Southern Oregon. I think we've been really lucky to have events like Riverbend Live and Music on the Half Shell. I've seen really great artists. I've seen Diana Ross. I've seen Southern Avenue. I got to see the Tedeschi Trucks Band. A lot of really great people coming through our valley. I think just anything outdoors, anything where we can. I'm easy. I really do listen to a lot of music, but I'm really easy to please, and I just love any and all of it.
So what can people expect at the Riverbend Live show?
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, if you haven't seen the venue or been there, it's a great grassy amphitheater, outdoors, open air. It's got a charming half shell stage, and I've got my core band with me, which is Paul Turnipseed on the guitar. It's Richard Meyer on the bass. Some know him as Mr. Richard Meyer. He's been a music educator for 20, 30 years here in the Valley. Gordon Greenlee on the horns. Matthew Kremelman on the drum set. Gordon Greenlee plays saxophone, but he's also leading a horn section. And we've got Will Sharon joining us on the trombone and Evan Osberg on the trumpet. And I'm so excited to have a horn section because the brass will add just so much more energy. And we really aim to get people up and dancing at this show. It's summertime, time to celebrate, a chance to all be together again after this crazy flu that went around, kind of putting a damper on all these live events for so long. I really think that we're going to try to bring some good energy and get people toe tapping and moving around in the grass.
What's your favorite thing about performing outdoors?
Oh, man. Well, I think it's definitely a sign it's summertime and the weather is great. It's combines a lot of my favorite things. Being outside, it can be nature, a beautiful setting, and then just people coming together for sharing art, and being together in community.
Danielle Kelly playing at Riverbend Live tonight, 7 o'clock, Winston's Riverbend Park. Danielle, thanks for being on our morning conversation.
Thanks, and everybody come out and dance with me.
All right, it's News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.